This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Thousands of students, teachers, and community members came out on Saturday in Albuquerque for the March for Our Lives rally. Survivors held a rally in Washington, D.C., and Albuquerque's event was one of many held across the country in response to last month's shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. New Mexico student organizers highlighted the importance of hearing from young people who represent the diversity of New Mexico, including Native Americans, African Americans, and the LGBT community.
Not one more! Not one more!
Hi, I'm Alicia Chowdhury. I'm in sixth grade and I go to Rehoboth Christian School. The shooting in Aztec scared me because, like, I kind of always thought that they were in big places, and in my mind, New Mexico isn't that big, so it kind of just scared me.
Cameron Heath, I'm 19 years old, going to school at UNM. I want to protest the violence, make sure that we can get our voice across. It's important for young people all across the country to be cognizant of what's going on and to present our voice out there in a peaceful way.
Mark Comstock. As you can see, I'm with my 8-month-old daughter, Violet, and it kind of breaks my heart that she's growing up in a generation where she has to have an active shooter drills. Just watching these parents grieve recently, it's time to speak up and say something and try to push for change and back these kids who are leading us.
Hey, hey, go home! The NRA has got to go! Hey, hey!
This entire movement is about youth holding politicians accountable for their promises. They say that they're trying to make it safer for us to go to school. A lot of the times they don't. They're not doing anything. They're talking.
My name is Jonathan Alonso. I am in the 10th grade. I'm a sophomore at the Native American Community Academy.
My name is Zoe Croft, and I am a junior at La Cueva High School. So I decided to get involved because, especially after the Parkland shooting, I would be in, you know, group chats with my friends who were scared to go to school. We were debating, okay, do we go to school tomorrow? Is this safe? APS schools have gotten threats. And I think it just felt like it was really starting to directly affect us.
I got involved in this because as a young man of color, you know, I see my close friends or even relatives that lose their lives to either suicide or street violence pretty often. And gun violence to us doesn't look like school shootings. It looks like street violence and suicides. And those voices deserve to be represented here because all the young brown and black kids that are killed in our streets every week, they don't get rallies of thousands of people. They don't raise millions of dollars in days. They don't get a CNN town hall. And they deserve to be represented here and they deserve justice.
Ethan Torres, I'm 16 years old. I am a student at Health Leadership High School. The message that I was actually trying to give out was that not only that us LGBTQ and people of color also get attacks like this, we also are in fear as well. I just wanted to let everyone know that we are here standing with them as well and saying that we feel them and we know what they've gone through.
Ella Curry Loftfield. I'm a high school history teacher. I came out today because I feel like there has been a kind of false dichotomy created that either there are no guns allowed or no rules allowed. And I feel like in society, when we allow people to polarize us, we can't find common ground.
My name is Maggie Van Drunen. I'm in seventh grade and I'm homeschooled this year. I think to start with assault weapons would probably be a good start. And then maybe if the problem continues, then we could focus on other problems.
My name is Riazullah Alcoza, but people call me Riaz. I am a senior at Highland High School. I escaped a war zone, Afghanistan, and I'm here. And I don't want this place to be a war zone like it is in Afghanistan. America is supposed to be a place, a leader, supposed to be a peaceful country. For me, I live here and I think it's my second home and I go to school, so it's important for me to do my best to prevent what's happening.
Sarah Gustavus produced that piece featuring voices from the March for Our Lives rally in Albuquerque Saturday. Organizers encouraged young people who are turning 18 this year to sign up to vote. To see photos of the event, go to KUNM.org.